Let me ask you something. Have you ever jumped on a recording and cringed at how bad your webcam looks? Grainy, dark, just unprofessional? Maybe you don't want to go out and buy a $3,000 camera, and trust me, just because you own a $3,000 camera doesn't mean you know how to use it. But does this mean you should skip out on video entirely? Because every podcaster knows that adding video gives your podcast discoverability beyond the audio platforms. And not to mention that every single social media platform is gatekept by short-form content. And let's face it, adding video to your brand gives your audience a face they can feel connected to. So, what should you do? Use the thing sitting right next to you. Yes, your phone is capable of recording full resolution at no cost. Well, we're actually going to pretend that you don't spend $1,500 every 2 years for a new iPhone. But whether you're using Mac and iPhone or Windows and Android, I'm going to go ahead and show you how to properly integrate your phone into your podcast workflow. And guess what? It's so stupid simple. Okay, so step one is to download and install the computer app. You're going to go to irion.com. That's irion.com. And then you're going to download the app for your operating system. So if you have Windows, you can select Windows. If you have Mac, you can select Mac. Once it's downloaded, go ahead and open the file. Accept the license agreement by clicking Next, and then choose the installation folder. You can leave it in the default folder if you're super disorganized like I used to be back in the day. And then you can click Install. Once the installation finishes, select Start the Irion Webcam Server, and then click Finish. At this point, the app will say there's no phone available, which is totally normal. It's because we need the phone app. So we're going to move on to step number two, and that is installing the phone app. On iPhone, open up the App Store. On Android, open up the Google Play Store. Search for Irion Webcam. Open the app. You'll see a live image from your phone's camera, and then there's two options available. You can switch between the front or the rear camera and then toggle the flashlight off and on. Okay, and then step number three is to connect the phone to PC. So ensure the phone and the PC are on the same Wi-Fi network. If they're not on the same Wi-Fi network, then there will be no connection. So go ahead and open the app on both your PC and your phone, and then the phone's video feed should now appear on your computer. In the PC app settings, you can choose your video resolution all the way up to 4K. Now, there's a caveat here. A higher resolution requires more bandwidth, so there's going to be possible latency whenever you're recording. Just keep that in mind. And then step number four is to use the phone webcam and other apps. So open a video app, you know, Riverside, Zoom, Google Meet, OBS, whatever you're using. In the camera settings, just go ahead and select Irion Webcam as the camera source. The phone's camera feed will now be your webcam, and that works wirelessly so you can move your phone around freely. If you have a desk, then you can set it wherever you need. And then step number five is to record your content. And that's it. You just turned your phone you already own into a professional camera and webcam. With this setup, you'll instantly look sharper, more polished on your podcast recordings and remote meetings without dropping thousands on gear. Now your video presence finally matches the quality of your content. And that's going to do it for today. I'm your podcast coach, Kyle Peters. I'll see you in the next one.